Hey, good morning, everybody. We are going to be doing a little bit of handling the holidays today, a little bit of Q&A. So here's how this call is going to work. If you will, I won't be calling on people and bringing them on stage, but if you want, you can have page 6 of your Handling the Holidays worksheet out. If not, I'm going to read the questions and kind of go over what I answered to kind of give you a head start on how to fill out some of these worksheets. And we're just going to talk a little bit about handling the holidays, and then y'all can ask any questions that you have about the holidays, about weight loss, whatever you need, if you'll just pop them into the Q&A. And then Betsy, I'm going to go ahead and promote you. That way you can go through some of the questions, and if it's very specific to someone, you can answer them. All right, let's get started first and foremost with, so let me get back to my notes. Number one, a lot of you are super excited about the book study. If you don't know what the book study is, we are doing once a quarter, we read a book together if you want to. This is totally optional. We just have a lot of people in the membership who love reading, and they requested a book study for years and years and years. We have over 2,000 members in our book study, so it's one of those things we like to be able to do. And this quarter, we are doing Soundtracks by John Acuff. So John is... he's an original No BS woman. He's been, we've been reading his books for a long time. His book Finish is another fan favorite here at the No BS, but he came and did an interview with us years ago. And then when we decided to do his new book, I had him on our main the public podcast, and he was just excited and said, can I just come and talk to the No BS women and do another one of the Q&As and interviews with you? So we are doing that. So if you want to do the book study, you will need to get the book Soundtracks. You can go to, it was on my sheet. I don't know where it went. But if you go to, I think it's Planner and My Extras inside of nobswomen.com, you'll be able to see the faves page. And on that page is where we would like for you to order the book. Now, it's nice if you order the book through me, because what that means is that I can show authors how many books that we are able to sell, and we can get even more authors to come in and just do private Q&As with us. But it's not a big deal if you did not. If you've already ordered it through another link, I don't want you freaking out or anything like that. It's not going to like disrupt the mojo. So we are going to be adding a survey to the book study page, and on there, if you... you can go in and just say, like, I bought the book. I did it through an independent bookstore, borrowed it from the library, wherever. We can also share those numbers. So it's not good or bad wherever you order it from. But we just prefer you to order it from the Faves page, because that's the easiest way for us to collect data. And then this weekend, Coach Yesenia is going to be leading the introductory call. So if you're wondering what the book study is all about, Saturday, October 30th at 9 a.m. Central, she's going to talk to y'all about how book study works, all the, like, we do a guide. We do all kinds of neat things for it. So it's not your grandma's book study, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of discussion. We really like to make it very applicable. So we also pick books that we know y'all need to work on some stuff. So like Soundtracks is all about self-sabotage. That just marries perfectly with the holidays. Listening to the soundtracks that you have in your head about your family, your ability to control your food, all kinds of things. So, and then this Saturday, we are also doing another call with me. So I believe it's at 10 a.m. Let me just check the calendars. I don't want to give out a wrong time. Yes, 10 a.m. is going to be with me, and it's going to be Handling the Holidays, the calendar worksheet. So each month we've been doing some calls on planning for the month. We're going to do a little different spin this time. Rather than just assessing and planning the next month ahead of us, we're actually going to use the worksheet in the planning and the Handling the Holidays worksheet guide for you guys. So I'm going to take you through the calendar and how you do it. This has been a lifesaver for No BS women for years. I came up with this idea, I believe we started this 6 or 7 years ago. I mean, it has been around for a long time. It's back when we were called PNP. So it is a lifesaver. It helps you get some clarity around how many commitments you have and how many opportunities you have to eat on plan, to work on your weight loss and stuff. So it's just one of those things where I love doing it. So we're going to do that this Saturday together. It's one of my favorite worksheets that I'll ever lead all of you through. And then today we're also celebrating. This week we had 24 new members join the Queen's Club. So if you don't know what the Queen's Club is one of two special programs that we have. It's once you've lost 25 pounds, and the stipulation is you do not have to have done it as an obese woman. If you were listening to the podcast or you were doing something and you were losing weight and then you joined OBS and you're at 25 pounds or maybe the first 10 came off listening to the podcast or whatever, once you lose 25 pounds, you're in. That is just how I feel about it. Like, weight loss is hard enough. I'm not going to make there be any extra special rules. I think you've earned your place. So you can always join it. If you go over to nobiaswomen.com, that's where you sign up and join Queen's Club. Queen's Club gets a special coaching call with me each month. So it's an extra opportunity to get on live and be able to get coached. You have a special Facebook group where in that group, they're working on the next level things, like what happens after the first 25 pounds and stuff. So, and you get like, just, there's a special webpage for you and stuff. There's also one called Century Club. So once you've lost 100 pounds, you also can sign up for that. You'll be a member of the Queen's Club. That is where your Facebook group is. But once you hit the Century Club, it means you've lost 100 pounds. I know not everybody's going to ever join the Century Club. Not everybody has 100 pounds to lose, but it's my business, number one. Number two, I lost 100 pounds. And when I first started this, I just wanted to be able to celebrate the people that lose 100 pounds just like I did. So it is a very special designation that I created a long time ago because I love my girls that have to, you know, work the journey for a little while. So you can always find out information on that over on nobiaswomen.com. All right. We're going to do what I want to do with y'all is I want to actually walk you through the What I Want worksheet today, and then y'all can start asking questions all about the holidays, holiday eating, travel eating, anything that comes up around what typically comes up during the holidays that's specific and unique. So that's what today's Q&A is themed about. So I did the worksheet myself. And I wanted to just kind of go over my answers. So I'm going to read them. I'm going to read my answers. I'm going to explain a little bit about how things work so that I just think sometimes it's easier for y'all to do the worksheets and kind of understand the contents of the worksheets when you hear what us as coaches are doing. So if you like this particular worksheet is all about feelings and thoughts. So on page five, you were to make a list of what you currently think and what you could think. So for all of you that for the holidays, if you want to do yourself a solid, one of the most important modules that you can do over again in OBS is to go through module two and really understand how your thoughts create your feelings. So let me just, I tell you what, I have this janky little presentation I did. I had to teach a business class yesterday in somebody else's membership. And so I will show you this. Here's my janky little drawing to explain how thoughts and feelings work. All right. So let's just do a high level review because for the holidays, you're going to go in with a fuck ton of thinking. You think you're walking into a bunch of facts, but you're not. There's very little facts about the holidays other than the ones you celebrate, the people who will be there. There will be words that will be said. So I want you to think about facts are everything outside of your human body. So I have on here email and course and Facebook posts, words people say. Very similar. Like for the holidays, I want you to think about it. There will be Facebook posts, Instagram posts of everybody putting out what they're doing. A lot of it will look very perfect. A lot of it will look amazing. It will look all the things. There's going to be words people that will say, either in posts, there will be the text your mom sends you about what you're going to be eating at Thanksgiving. There will be, when you walk into the room for whatever it is you're celebrating, you're going to bust up in there. And as I use the example, Uncle Bo Cephas, he's going to be there probably with a six pack in him. And he's going to have all kinds of words to say about everybody who has a little COVID weight on them. He's going to make it his business to comment on everybody's body.
So all of that is just facts. You're also going to have food that's being served, buffet tables, cookies, popcorn tins. We're going to have all the things. So all of that is just going to be facts. You're going to have 8 hours in the car, stopping at gas stations and fast food restaurants. You're going to have all kinds of things like that. You're going to have the gifts that your kids want for Christmas and Amazon doesn't have it. All of that is just the facts. So we have to get really clear in order to have an amazing holiday, in order to not be triggered, to not walk through it on our edge, waiting for someone to hurt our feelings, disappoint us. We have to be really clear about the facts first. Then we got your thought bubble. And your thought bubble is the one that looks at all that stuff and throws out some sentences. Like, you shouldn't say that. This year blows because of the supply chain. I'm nervous about being around my family. I didn't lose the weight I thought I would. All kinds of thoughts are going to come up. And you have to understand your mind. Your mind is designed to throw a shit wad into the fan first. Its job is not to make you feel good. Its job is not to like see the best case scenario. Its job is not to be Pollyanna. Your brain's job is to always look at things negative first. And then your job is to decide, are you going to think differently or are you going to believe the shit your brain automatically offers? Your brain, please do not forget, is still primitive as fuck. It has not evolved since the day we've been in the cave. The only thing we know is how the brain works, but it is not naturally evolved with us into the modern day age. When you walk into, let's say, a Hanukkah meal, you go busting up in there, your brain is going to now see all the food and think, dear Lord, I'm just going to have to overeat. I'm not good at being around this food. And then you're going to think about every Hanukkah before and think, yeah, I overate like a bitch that week, that year too. Your brain's going to always think negative. You know why? It's just trying to keep you safe. It's also just trying to do what it always does. Your brain is sitting there going, bitch, I ain't got time to like think positively for you and think in a new way. Here's what I got to do. I got to think the way you always allow me to think because I got your heart to pump. I got to like get that blood going. Your liver's got to clean some shit. Your brain's got to operate. Your lungs, they need some time and attention too. It's like your brain is busy. It's so busy. So it's just going to think what you always allow it to think without any interruption or any kind of intervention from you. So don't be shocked when you're thinking about the holidays and your ass is a negative Nilly. Don't be sad or like, oh, God, it's so broken. I need to get on a coaching call because my brain thinks shit first. No, you're called normal. Quit whining about it. You and I cannot fix your automatic thinking. We just have to live with it. But we have another part of our brain. It's called the most underutilized part ever, which is our reasoning brain. And all of you use it all the time. The problem is you just use it against yourself. So like when you hear your negative thinking, you go to like, oh shit, that's terrible. I'm broken. Why do these thoughts always come in? I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. That is your reasoning brain overreacting to normal automatic negative thinking. Don't do that. Use your reasoning brain to think in a new way, on purpose, deliberately. That's called the modern day brain. You got to use it. If you want to have an amazing holiday, if you want to start getting what you want out of life, if you want to lose your weight and stuff, you have to quit whining that your automatic negative brain is interpreting all this stuff like bullshit. It's your job to do the worksheets in this workbook to align with, this is how I'm going to think on purpose. So when my brain thinks some horseshit, I'm going to remember to do this. I'm going to remember to think this. I'm going to change my state. And I'm going to do it as many times as I have to until my brain puts some of that into some of the automatic stuff. I will tell you, my brain still throws up an incredible amount of crap every single day, but my brain has gotten really good at the automatic part, is hearing it and dismissing it now. It still doesn't offer amazement yet. Sometimes I will say there are some things where my attitude about myself has changed, where some of my beliefs have started to change and stuff. That's great. But I'm not willing to put my life on hold waiting for my brain to get on board with my new beliefs I want to have. I don't put my life on hold for that. What I do is I go out and I live the life that I really want for myself. I purposely think, I purposely journal, I purposely do the work to create the thinking ground that I'm going to need to have the life I want while I wait for my brain to catch up. And that's what most of you need to do. So, world's happening. Stuff's going on in the holidays. Our brain either interprets it for us or against us. Most of us, it's going to be automatic negative thinking majority of the time. Not a big deal. Because the worst that's going to happen when you have some negative thinking is your body is now got to process the feeling that the thought creates. So we're looking around. Our brain offers some bullshit. Every time the brain offers bullshit, it sends a chemical cocktail through your body. It's like, hello, chest, incoming, heart palpitations. You're all worried about Uncle Bocephus's words. We need to drive up some anxiety. So it sends the chemical cocktail through your body. Your thoughts are what are creating your feelings. So if you're hurt, pissed, angry, disappointed, frustrated, or if you're happy, in love, joyful, grateful, understanding, your thoughts are doing all of it. It's the best news you'll ever get, because if your thoughts are in control, that means you're in control. If other people are the cause, that means we got to somehow fix other humans to show up the way we would want. And that is never happening. If Uncle Bocephus wanted to change, he would have already done it. He's had 25 Thanksgivings to practice and he still ain't got it right. So don't expect Thanksgiving 26 for him to be a brand new fucking human because your feelings get hurt. If your feelings are going to be hurt, at least take ownership of it. That means that when you want to feel better about yourself, the only thing that's required is for you to think better things about you. To think, he's wrong. He doesn't know me. His words don't count. My opinion matters more. That's always an option. So the worst that's going to happen when you feel like shit is a thought's going to create an emotional cocktail. It's going to vibrate through your body. In module 2 of No BS, in feeling, feel the feelings, I think it's unit 8, best unit that you can do. Because what it does is it allows you to honestly understand that feelings are just what happened in my body. They're not unstoppable, too much, bigger than I can handle. I'm not going to die from them. They do stop at some point. We put so many thoughts on top of our feelings. It is no wonder we're always eating to get away from them. The end of the day, you just need to remember, my thoughts create feelings. And those feelings are just vibrations in my body that my brain puts out chemically to let me know what I'm feeling. So that if I am in danger, real danger, if something's going on and I need to know about it, my feelings are the indicator. My body shakes, my body, whatever it does, does its job to let me know, are you sure you want to do this next thing? That's what feelings are there for. They're your friend. They're there to alert you. Sometimes we want to act on our feelings. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes what we want to do is we want to just pause. When we notice that we're thinking some bullshit and we're feeling some bullshit, we just want to take a pause and we just want to breathe for like a minute. Some nice deep breaths is like, what do I want to do next? Do I really want to go eat over this? Is Uncle Bocephus's words really that important? Is it worth me delaying my dreams because I just keep thinking he's right? Because I'm thinking I shouldn't be this weight? Whatever it is my shame worth eating over? Or can I just take a break? So when you have the feelings, you have the option next is you're going to do or don't do things based on the feelings that you allow. Just be real choosy about what you decide to do. Be very aware of what you typically do in reaction to some of your feelings. All feelings will have you doing or not doing things. So you just want to be real aware of what you're thinking. You want to be really aware of what you're feeling. Because the more you get aware of all of that stuff, the more power you take back on changing the stories and the narratives that you have in your head. The more you can be there for yourself. You can use certain feelings to trigger you to, when I feel shame, when I feel anxiety, when I feel embarrassment, when I feel frustration or anger, I immediately go to the bathroom and I breathe and I think. I don't go straight to the refrigerator. I don't go straight to the buffet. I don't like isolate myself for the rest of the day. I don't spend the entire holiday trying to avoid people. I go and I think about what I want to really be thinking. If you need to, do like I do sometimes. I take my phone into bathrooms or into situations. Sometimes I'm like just sitting in a situation. Nobody knows what I'm doing. I just get on my phone. And guess what I do? I type out what I'm thinking. Like the one or two sentences. And then I ask myself, what do I want to be thinking in this moment? How can I be there for myself in this moment? It is such an easy redirect. And we don't do it. And so when you do or don't do things, so the world happens, you have some thoughts about it. Next thing you know, you're feeling something, you're doing things, and whatever, if you keep allowing that to play out without your intervention, your conscious intervention, then you end up getting results that match how you're thinking. So let's say Uncle Bocephus says, did you gain some weight over 2020? I haven't seen you in like 18 months. And your thought is, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm fat. And you feel shame. And in order to not feel shame, you immediately go and eat. You start grazing when you said you wouldn't. You find yourself all day long just nibbling, eating things. And by the end of the day, you're just like, fuck it. I've already ate so much. I might as well. And then you just like eat all you can until you're miserable. And so your original thought of, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm fat. The result comes, I increase my weight mentally and physically. It has nothing to do with Uncle Bocephus. It has everything to do with the thought that you allowed when he said that. When your thought could simply be, it's okay if I feel a little rocked by this. Very different than thinking, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm fat. You could think, he's rude and I don't have to eat over it. You could think, I knew he would be like this, but I decided I don't eat over Uncle Bocephus anymore. There's like 1,000 things you could think, but this is why we have to do the work ahead of time. This is why we have to get this real clear before we go into the holidays. Otherwise, you're just going to go in with all your automatic negative thinking and you're going to believe all of it and you're going to reel it in like a fish. We have to work with our brain. And that's what the holidays are about. So one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to think about this worksheet. If you don't have it out, no worries. I'm going to read it off for all of you. But if you've got it, great. What feelings do you want to feel this holiday season? Here were mine. Number one, I want to feel grateful this holiday season. I can't tell you how many holidays I've gone through not feeling grateful. I've worried. I've tried to make it perfect. I have felt sad that they can't be the way I want them. When I had gratitude waiting for me. And so I really wanted to feel grateful this holiday season. I also want to feel love. Very often I've gone into holidays and not really capitalized on love. I've been around people that I love a lot, but I'm sitting there not really thinking loving things about them. I'm sitting there like thinking what I wish we could talk about or I wish was different. I've done things like that, but I really want to feel love this holiday season. And the last one is control. I've not always felt in control in the holidays. You know, I have my own fuck it moments with, you know, wine and food. But the main thing control for me is I have always had a story that people can push my buttons easy. Like with my family, not so much, but I tend to spend the holidays with a lot of family that I'm not used to, that aren't my immediate family. And a lot of times I feel very out of control with my mouth. And I don't mean what I put in it, on what comes out. So this holiday season, I want to feel in control. I want to know that people can say things to me, that I can be around other, like my in-laws, my family in Alabama, my dad's side, and me not sitting there like just out of control with regret, wishing I was someplace else, arguing. I'm a big arguer. If somebody says something I don't agree with, I tend to argue. I don't want to do that this holiday season. So for each feeling, come up with a thought you can practice and prepare yourself with this holiday. So number one, for grateful, I put down, no matter what I think in the moment, I know in my heart I'm blessed. And so one of the things, the next question is how you show up and act differently thinking these things. One of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to practice this sentence. And all through the holidays, every single day when I do my journaling and my planning, I'm going to write down something that I'm grateful for. And not just like the little things. Like I'm going to like really write about what I'm grateful for. And I'm going to challenge myself to have something new every single day. Love. I choose love in this moment. It's going to be the thought. Because there's going to be a lot of times where I'm going to be wanting it to be a little different, thinking it could be better. If only we could have done this, if only I could have gotten this person this present. In those moments, I'm going to tell myself, I'm going to choose love in this moment. I'm not going to choose regret. I'm not going to choose wishful like thinking. Like, what do I love in this moment? Who do I love in this moment? Why do I love them in this moment? Why do I love me in this moment? The last one is control. And my thought is, there's nothing I can't handle when I use my thoughts to steer me. I want to remember that. Because a lot, my story is people trigger me. I'm not used to being around them. Like I've got those kinds of thoughts that I need to work on. And that's what I'll be journaling on before I go to events. My first one is this Friday. If y'all don't know, we have a lot of holiday things that go on with my family. Not only is Logan's birthday Halloween, my anniversary is November 3rd. And then I start traveling next week. I'm speaking at some things. Like there is a lot going on during the holidays for me. I have got a trip somewhere planned almost every single week. Or I've got big meetings coming into town for y'all. Like we have got several things that we're working on next year for all of you. And we've got 3 and 4 days of meetings and planning and contractors coming in and stuff. It's just going to be a, like, for me, I need to work on my attitude about the next 3 months. So there's nothing I can't handle when I use my thoughts to steer me. I'm going to use that in the moments when I'm feeling triggered, when I'm thinking automatic bullshit. I'm going to remind myself my thoughts steer me, not what's happening around me. So one of the things that I wrote down on how I'm going to show up and act differently thinking these things is I'm going to be better at looking around myself in all the challenging moments, and I'm going to look for things that I can be grateful for. I'm going to be looking for thoughts that I can think. I think for me, that's how I'm going to show up the most different this holiday, is it's going to be a lot of me practicing looking around when I'm feeling all the things, like allow myself to feel the uncomfortable stuff I normally feel, notice the thoughts that are automatic negative that pop up in my head, but challenging myself. Where can you find gratitude in this moment? What's good in life right now? Who in this room do you love? Little things like that. What's going to be hard for me is going to be my traveling and working at the same time. I have a lot of travel, a lot of holiday travel, but I have to work the whole time. So for me, working on the road and traveling and stuff is, it's tiring. I get really tired. I'm going to need to remember to really take care of myself. That's going to be like probably my biggest struggle through the holidays. And then what can I do now to make things easier for myself? Always have plans on paper. So y'all know me, I'm a big planner, big, like always have my days laid out ahead of me. Continue to wake up at my usual time, no matter what time zone I'm in. I like to just stick to my usual schedule as much as possible. Making my daily plan, no matter what, whether it's leisure or if it's work-related, just get it on paper so that my brain's like, okay, we know what we're doing. We're not having to go through the day and guess. We're not doing anything like that. I don't have to know all the food and I don't have to have an agenda. But if I'm going to be at my mom's for 8 hours, I at least want to write on the paper, mom at 8 hours. Like, I just want to have those things, as much clarity as I can give myself, I'm willing to give myself without it having to be perfect, without it having to have all the details. More clarity, more results for Corinne. Less clarity, less results for Corinne. I'm going to look ahead at what hotels have. So all the hotels that I'm staying at, I'm like, I'm going to look on their websites. Do they have restaurants? Can I get Uber Eats? Can I get a Shipt to bring me in water? Do they have a gym? If they do, what's in the gym? Those are some of the things that I can plan ahead. Other thing I wrote down is I can pre-select workouts. So I have the Peloton app. I have a couple of apps that has workouts on it. I can pre-select some workouts on my apps that I can do in a hotel room if needed that are more like body weight. So I can pre-select some yoga workouts. I can pre-select some, like a lot of the cities I'm going to, the weather will be warmer. I can go ahead and pull up some walk runs on the Peloton app. I can do a lot of things like that. I can do some body weight stuff. So I'm going to pre-select those things. And that will help me through the holidays. And doing that stuff gets me prepared. So it's preparing your mind for what you want to think, knowing you're going to think negative stuff and that's okay. And what are your typical things? And then thinking about things that you can do for yourself to set you up for success. That's going to be the biggest things for me. All right, let's see if we have any questions. How do you turn down goodies brought into the office that you have to stare at throughout your entire shift? Valerie, let me ask you this. If I paid you $10,000 to not eat a goodie throughout the holidays, would you have to ask me that question? Probably not. We ask this question like, how do you turn down goodies? You just don't eat them. Like, the how is really simple. And we all do this. We act like we don't know how to just not take our hand. It'd be like saying, hey, how do you drink coffee out of a mug? Like, when coffee is sitting in front of you, like, how do you make yourself drink it? Like, how do you do that? You pick it up and you do this. Just like if I didn't want to, Like if I'm like, I don't want to drink coffee, even though I love coffee and it's staring me in the face. The how is you tell yourself you don't need it. That's it. Now, what you've got to do though, well, this is the important part for all of you. You're thinking, like one thought you have is the food is staring at me. Unless it's live fish or cow, nothing stares at you. So that is a thought that you need to drop. Food doesn't stare at me. Food just sits there and has no power. Because when you're saying food staring at me, you're basically saying this food has some kind of power over me. It doesn't. Food is a circumstance. And until your brain applies thoughts to it, like it's hard being around goodies in the office. One thing is I'd probably quit calling them goodies. I'd quit calling them treats. I'd quit glorifying them. Y'all think about it. Y'all talk about the holiday stuff like it's like with all that sexy talk. And then you wonder why you're jacked up and you're sitting there. It's like, if you think food is a goodie and has eyeballs that can stare at you, whispers at you, talks to you, and all these other things, your brain thinks food has power. We have to start telling ourselves, food does not have power. I may have some thoughts that don't work for me. So now what I need to do is I need to look at the food and listen to what I think. And whatever I think, I need to work on those things. I don't need somebody to tell me how to say no. I need to turn up the volume in my brain on what I think about these foods and then come up with better thinking that's empowering, that leaves me with a feeling of control, patience, understanding, compassion, whatever you need in order to not sit there and think powerless thoughts like goodies, treats, eyeballs, talking to me. That's a very dramatic story about a tin of popcorn, like Karen's homemade cookies with some kind of like buttercream icing on them. You can think anything you want about it, but I for sure wouldn't glorify them. When Corinne just said, it's okay if I feel rocked by this, something came up for me. I think maybe this is the piece I've been missing. Like maybe I just go to trying to redirect the shitty thought. I think about other people's words, et cetera, without acknowledging that it hurt me. Does that make sense? Yeah. Corinne, you expand on this. Yes. So it's still that they're like, you just got through saying what you've got to realize is without acknowledging that it hurt me. Here's the one thing you got to quit saying it hurt me. It's without like, for me, what I do is I acknowledge that I allow it to hurt me. I acknowledge that my thinking is what's causing my pain. And that's okay. Because sometimes I am like, I want to think douche. Sometimes I want to think like, yeah, that sucked. I don't like, I just want to acknowledge like, yeah, I do wish that that hadn't have happened. And I'm going to like acknowledge that part about me. Because when you take ownership that you're causing your pain, then you do not show up with food. When somebody else is the cause, when you feel like if you feel like you have no control over your feelings, it's like you're at the effect of how other people treat you as if you have no say so, then we often go and eat and stuff because we need to take some control back. So we do it with food, we do it with booze, we do it with shopping, we do it with Netflix, and we do it with procrastinating, we do it with all kinds of stuff, yelling, arguing, isolating. That's how we take our control back. When in reality, the best, like we, if we're going to take our control back, let's take the control back in our mind. Like in this moment, when I'm feeling hurt because I wish Uncle Bo Sevis was different, how do I want to show up for me? The answer will not be with a ding dong. The answer will be like, I want to know I have my back. If everybody in this room doesn't, at the end of the day, I'm going to believe in me. If everybody doubts, I can lose. Like if you, let's say you go to your holiday and they're like, you know, what are you doing? Well, I'm working on my weight. And I am an OBS woman. And you're just like proud to announce it. And everybody's like, well, that sounds like bullshit. You've never been able to lose weight before. What makes you think this will work? You should do keto. Have you heard of this new thing? So like, no one's on your bandwagon. It is okay to sit there and say like, I acknowledge that I wish, like I'm in pain right now because I wish people would support me. I'm in pain right now because I keep wanting everybody to be on my bandwagon. And that's okay because that would be nice. But I'm also willing to sit here and have my own back. The end of the day, I know the only opinion that truly matters is going to be the one I choose to have of myself. So what is that going to be in this moment? That I need other people to support me or that I'm willing to support myself no matter what? Which one am I choosing? When you do that, that is the acknowledging. It is not that people hurt you. It's that sometimes we do want to be hurt, but that's when we take our control back. When we acknowledge, I want to be hurt by this. This crosses my lines. This is part of like emotional safety for yourself. Being emotionally unsafe is when you allow other people's words to matter more than your own. So when you creating some emotional safety for yourself is knowing when you are hurt and understanding that I choose this hurt. This is not the kind of emotional bullshit I want to be around. But I also have my own back in this so that I have control over my life. I'm not dependent on them anymore. And that's what's important. I recognize that it's thoughts that cause my feelings. What's a good thought for, I don't belong in this family. I don't fit in. I have nothing in common with these people. First and foremost, Chris, I would just tell myself, that's just what I'm currently thinking. Like I would challenge them and just ask yourself, when you think I don't belong in this family, write about why is that a lie? If you're at a family gathering, you obviously belong to the family. It may not be picture perfect. It may not be everything you want, but it isn't a lack of belonging. Like, let's say you've married someone. If you got a marriage certificate, you automatically by law belong. So that's already a lie. It's something that you can already like start letting your brain go to work on. Like, okay, I don't belong to this family really just makes me feel like crap. And it's not even true because I have a marriage certificate, or it's not true because I'm sitting at the table with all of them. So you could just be, rather than thinking I don't belong in this family, you could be thinking I'm at the table with this family. Sometimes I think I don't belong, but the reality is I'm here. So challenging those things. I don't fit in. Does it matter? So what? Until you start thinking about all the reasons why you don't, doesn't matter at all. I go places all the time where I don't fit in at all. I just don't dwell on it. I just think about, well, I'm here. How can I make the best of it? I have nothing in common with these people. I've had that thought forever about my family in Alabama. Like, I literally, my dad and I have nothing in common. Other than that's my daddy. We don't like a lot of the same things. And he's like real into bow hunting. And like, he likes to traipse around in the woods. And he doesn't understand why I want to wear makeup and all kinds of stuff. I just don't dwell on what we don't have in common anymore. I just think that's my dad. I've just decided that to be with people, like this is another good example. I just don't have things in common with Logan. And it's very painful for me when I dwell on it. It's very painful for me when I repeat it. So I don't think about that. You know what I think about? Like, how can I listen to him? And I'm going to tell you, the 95% of the stuff we talk about, I'm usually never interested in it. One iota. And he will even say, I can tell you're not interested. And I'm like, baby, I might not be real interested in it, but I like listening to you. And it's not even always easy to listen. But what I like to think about is, like, I'm just willing to make some sacrifices for other people sometimes. Like, I don't always have to feel like I fit in. I don't always have to feel like we have things in common. I don't always have to feel like we're super connected in order to have a relationship. And I don't want to be disconnected from myself. So I'm real honest about, like, yeah, like, we don't have much in common, but I love the squirt. I don't have to, like, have, like, you know, like, all of our conversations don't have to be deep and meaningful and joyful. So you get to just think about all kinds of different things. And I, like, I just think it's really important when it comes to, I think we put so much incredible expectations on relationships. Like they have to be, like, most of us, what we have in our life is we have a few relationships that are great. And the vast majority of our relationships are not great. They're good. They're worth it. They have their ups and downs. They have all kinds of stuff. They don't have to be perfect, but we always have this pursuit of, like, here are the definitions of what relationships have to be like. And when we do that, we carry so much pain on the inside because people are always failing us. And most of the time, we don't even express the rules that we have, like the wishes that we have for people. Like, I wish you would do it this way, or blah, 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 blah. So many of us are sitting around in so much pain, just wanting people to show up for us in a way that we've never even told them how we want them to. We just predetermine they can't, or that they won't, or we're afraid to ask for it. I'm going to tell you, we go through life very janky on relationships. And I'm going to tell all of you, I'm going to give you a preview. Camp in March is going to be the Ultimate Relationships Weekend. We don't have the final title, but this brought me up to, we are going to spend 3 days working on relationships, relationships with yourself, your body, the people in your life, work relationships. We're going to do all of it. I'm going to help you guys really understand what relationships are and how to have amazing relationships, even when people are not showing up the way you wish they would. There's so much about relationships that y'all don't know. And I really thought long and hard about, we're only having one camp next year. It's in March. And I thought really long and hard about, what is a weekend that I could give that every person could benefit from? And I really think that learning how relationships work in this world, and how you, like, how to teach you how to make sure that you're not hosing yourself, denying yourself love, denying yourself moments where you can be grateful, going to your grave with zero regrets on how hard you loved people and yourself, probably the best gift I could give the No BS women. So that's what we're doing. There'll be more details to come later. Please do not email us in, all that kind of stuff. We are working on getting it to where you guys can start registering. All the information is being pulled together in the next few weeks. We will be launching all of it. So, but I just wanted to let you know that is going to be the theme. And it's one of those things where if you're ready to up-level all of the relationships in your life, including the one with yourself, it'll be an amazing transformative weekend. Catherine says, I used to love the holidays, getting together with family, but 5 years ago, I lost my dad, and 3 years ago, my sister and her family moved away. We've tried traveling on the holidays and I hate it. So the past few years, the holidays are lonely for me. I found myself sitting in my shitty diaper last year and eating my feelings. I know I'm not doing that this year because it didn't help anything. Not sure of a question, but just scared for the holidays instead of excited for them. So you're scared because your brain is going to work on what you're afraid will happen. And it's probably going to your past, just like you just told me your whole past. It's probably going to work on, it's probably going to be the same. And all we need to do, Catherine, is I want you to go, you for sure need to do all the worksheets, attend as many of the calls as you can, or listen to the replays for handling the holidays, because this is going to help you. We also are going to have a grief call in December where you can, we're going to do grief because that's one of the things that's going on for you. But one of the things that you can do is you can start today writing about how you want this holiday to go. And if you didn't like traveling, telling yourself, like, so if you're going to be home and by yourself, like, you've kind of set yourself up for a no-win situation. If I travel, I don't like it. If I stay home, I'm lonely. It's no wonder you're scared, because you've given yourself no opportunity to figure out what you do want, how you want your holiday to go, what you would enjoy for yourself. How can you create that? What are going to be the thoughts you need to watch out for? What are the special things you can do for you to celebrate? Like, go to work on that, because your brain is terrified because it only has two terrible options: travel and hate it, or stay home and be lonely and eat. There's a third, and it's called the holiday Catherine wants for herself. But Catherine has to prepare for it, plan for it, create it, craft it, think about it. The holidays you want, y'all, don't just fall out of the sky. Don't forget, your brain has automatic negative thinking. If you want a different experience this year, you got to get to work and create it. My brother and sister-in-law spend time with a friend for Thanksgiving instead of me and my family. I have one brother and there is no holiday that we consistently share together. I feel left out, angry, and hurt. So I've worked on the feeling of rejection for years, but I still feel bad on Thanksgiving. So you need to think about, like, what thoughts are causing the rejection? Your brother's, like, this is the thing that you're going to need to work on, Marilyn. Your brother's not rejecting you. Like, you're thinking, well, when he goes to the friends, he rejects me, versus when he goes to friends, he's choosing to do Thanksgiving there. That doesn't mean he's rejecting you until you think that. You could think, I'm sure my brother loves me. You could think loving thoughts about your brother. You could figure out how to make your holiday, like, be like, my brother, like, I'm going to tell you right now, my brother and I spend hardly no holidays together. Never have. And we love each other to death. My brother spends all kinds of time with other friends. And so my brother has a bajillion friends. I think about my brother and I think, the end of the day, I love my brother for these reasons. And I would never, like, in my mind, I would never allow myself to think, when my brother is with his friends, that he's rejecting me. Because I don't think my brother wants to reject me. I think he just wants to be with his friends and thinks they're fun. Maybe your brother thinks they're more fun than you. So what? That doesn't mean he's rejecting you. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. I'm going to tell you right now, my best friend Jane is a whole lot more fun than my brother. Here's what's funny. It has been years since I have been home on my wedding anniversary or Valentine's Day. Guess who I'm always with? Jane. Guess who I'm with next week on my 20-year anniversary? Girls trip with Jane. Not once has Chris been like, I'm so rejected. My wife is just rejecting me. You know what he thinks? Jane and Corinne like to have a good time together. Our love is solid. Your love being solid is the way you think about it. It has nothing to do with what your brother does or does not do on the holidays. Your anger is coming from a thought, he shouldn't be that way. It should be different. And if he wants to go to Thanksgiving every year, you either get to be angry every year or you get to decide. He spends Thanksgiving with his friends. I spend Thanksgiving this way. End of story. I don't have a holiday that I consistently share with my brother either. Marilyn, it's a choice. I could think shitty things all day long if I wanted to about my brother and our relationship. Or I could think, that's my baby brother. I'm so proud of him for the father he is. I think all the time about my little brother. And what a good man he's turned out to be. He is an amazing best friend to all of his friends. Like, I like to think about the amazing qualities of my brother. What I don't want to spend my time on is wishing and wondering why we don't spend more time together. If I'm going to, like, for a lot of you, you don't need to spend more physical time with people until you spend better time mentally with them. Because if you spend shitty mental time with them all the time, then when you're physically together, you're bringing all of that with you. Don't wish for more physical time until you get your shit straight in your head. All right. That is it, everyone. That's all the questions. All right. Handling the holidays. Do your worksheets. This month, next month, we are going to be beating the holiday drum for all of the holidays. So if there are some holidays that that you want us to include, like, we're trying to make sure that we talk about all the different holidays. And so we're researching and doing all that kind of stuff because it's so easy to sit and think the holidays are about Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And they're just not. Not a lot of you, like a lot of our clients don't even celebrate those holidays. We have people all over the world, all different faiths and stuff. So just let us know which holidays and like what your traditions are. And is there something in specific about those that you struggle with? And let us help you. We can help you on Facebook. We can help you on Ask Coaches. You can bring them to the coaching calls. There's lots of help for you guys. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.